So how are you guys feeling the space? I mean, you can't feel something. I mean, you can't even feel the space in a studio. I mean, there's a lot of people in there, but I mean, there's only so high you can go. How do you feel, or how do you think about, you think about filling the space? Just being in the space?
I think what we're thinking about is being part of the space and how the space affects our reactions and what we do next.
Okay, so specifically, like, how does it affect your actions? Like, inspire or influence your choices? People feel like they're making choices, basically. At some level, I mean, you have to decide to move your arm or go run at a tree. How's the space kind of influencing the way you go?
I don't know. I feel a lot like kind of like an ant. And like, because it's such a big space, you feel so small. So you actually tend to just go inward and not really focus. Like when she calls and everyone's walking forward and saying we're done, like half of us are just keep going because we're just in our own area. And I think the terrain like has dips and stuff, and in the studio it's flat. Everything's very square, and so you know where to place your hand. And I remember one time like falling back and getting caught in like a groove, and it hurt, but then I like had to work through it, and it, you know, it's a growing experience.
The space also with the trees, they can definitely inform some kind of inner landscape, if you will, of what you're going to do, how you're feeling.
Bless you.
Just being in the space, it could be a number of things. You could be very relaxed, and that can inform what you do. You could see a squirrel, that can inform some inner landscape inside of you to motivate you to move like a squirrel, move quickly and erratically. So that's, I think, well, I'm kind of speaking for myself, because that's all I can speak for. That's how it informs my movements, and I don't try to fill the space. I know that's a goal that cannot happen. I can try my best to radiate whatever energy I have around me, but trying to fill the space is just not a goal that I have or think about when I'm in this space. On stage, it's different. I feel like you can fill a stage and a concert hall with energy, but there's nothing because there are walls, but this is so vast that it's just going to keep going and radiating outward.
Well, in fact, because it's so big, or I found myself speaking for myself too, that I'm more focused. Like I might focus on a leaf, but in the studio, there's really not all these little different things that you can focus on, or even just the squirrel, and then your focus goes to a tree limb, and then it goes to a nut on the ground, and then the roots. In the studio, it's the floor or the other person, which is huge too, but.